Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Lower than expected state tax revenues in recent months leave state budget writers with a difficult choice: spending cuts, additional taxes, or both. The Massachusetts House has approved its own state budget plan for the new fiscal year that totals just over $40 billion, and today the state Senate unveils its budget plan. With us now to talk about it is State Senator Democrat Karen Spilka, who chairs the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here, as always.
Let me start this way, Senator. State revenues for the last month were well below projections, off by 8%. For the fiscal year so far, they're down 2.2%, lower than expected. So given that, is it necessary for you to propose a state budget today, smaller than the $40 billion plan approved by the House?
Well, we're taking the approach that we will see what happens in May. Right now, our budget is also based on the same assumptions that the governor's budget was based on and the House budget is based on, and we will take a look in June what the situation is. And again, through collaboration and discussion, we will take an approach to finalize a budget by the end of June.
So you're around $40 billion as well then?
Correct.
You want to give me an exact number?
$40,791.34.
All right. Governor Baker and House leaders appear unwilling to accept any new taxes. Is that a discussion you expect to start in any way in the Senate?
Well, it depends upon what you call taxes. The governor raised approximately $500 million in revenue in his budget. The House raised approximately $400 million, and the Senate raises approximately $400 million. There's clearly the acknowledgement that we don't have the revenue to meet our needs as a state. And so as some of the revenue has been, like the governor did the $300 million employer health care assessment. There's the other short-term rentals, the Airbnb, sales tax enhancement for 125 that the governor, the House, and the Senate will adopt as well. So there's some things that the governor did that the House adopted that the Senate may not, and vice versa.
Senate President Stan Rosenberg says the state needs to modernize the tax system so that it's a 21st century tax code for a 21st century economy. What's that mean?
Well, I believe, and I agree with Senate President Stan Rosenberg, that our economy coming out of the 2008-09-10 recession, our economy has changed. We have a lot more part-time workers. We have a whole new gig economy. And just like the internet room resellers, the Airbnb, the internet sales, because you know we want to be able to collect sales tax, but for internet sales, we don't. Our economy has changed, and I believe that we need to really take a hard look at our state tax code and make some changes to update it and modernize it to capture the taxes in this new economy that we should be capturing.
Let me ask you this question quite specifically. Is the Senate proposing to hike the state income tax?
No.
Is the Senate proposing to hike the state sales tax beyond perhaps trying to capture internet sales taxes that are right now not collected?
No, we are not.
Can you describe, if you would, the top spending priorities for Senate leaders in assembling this budget?
Sure. I've been doing themes for our budget, and this year it's sustaining our commonwealth, that we need to invest in our residents, our people. And in Massachusetts, one of our core values is that we take care of each other. That's what I believe sets us apart from other states, and I argue it's made us so successful. As chair, you know, I'm trying to be clear-eyed about our current fiscal situation, but I also know from experience that we all do better when we continually invest and reinvest in our people, who, as I said, I believe represent our greatest resource. So the budget focuses on the fundamentals for our people: education, health and well-being and housing, so that those who may be struggling currently can find solid ground and get back to work and be more self-sufficient and independent, and so our kids will have the skills they need to be successful as well.
State Senator Karen Spilka, thank you very much for sharing some of the details in the new State Senate budget plan that you're releasing later today as chair of the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Again, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. Have a terrific day.